Yo, you're now tuning into another episode of Not Your Average Fan Podcast, and I'm one half of your host, Vitamin D.
What's good? It's your boy Tosh Shop from the one and only High Class Hoodlums. You heard?
And what's been going on, Ty?
Shit, living, my nigga.
Yeah, chilling.
Feel me? Just getting to it. Been in the studio, locked in.
Right. You had an interview?
No, I didn't have an interview. My artist did.
What's the artist's name? What's your artist's name?
Infinity. You feel me? From the one and only High Class ones as well. Mm-hmm. Feel me? So, you know, we had to get right. You know, we on a little promo. He just dropped a single, Chief Rock, and make sure y'all go listen to that. You feel what I'm saying? Well, yeah, he got a project called The Greatest Flow on Earth dropping in September. So, you know, we just amping up for that. And then we got a High Class Hoodlum project dropping Black Friday.
Right.
Feel me? All I'm going to say is this the tape.
This is the tape.
You know the tape, they be like, oh, that just started the shit up.
Yeah.
This the tape.
When they look back, like, yo, this what got them on.
Yeah. Like, this, every record on there, crazy. Like, the energy, different.
For real?
Like, I'm going to tell you, like, the way the shit is flowing, like, the way it's going to sound, or, like, because we already different. You know, like, Pastor Kafasi, yeah? That type of sound.
Ooh.
You feel me? That's the type of joints that's coming out.
Old, like
you can't even describe the sound. You just
vibe.
Feel good music. That's what the world need right now. Feel good. You feel me? Yeah. And you know, Black Friday is a big date in so many different aspects. It's kind of deep, but also, you know, everybody gonna be in the holiday spirit and shit like that. And this year is a little different than the past years of our lives. So, feel me? We just gonna be dropping gems and different type of things. Visuals gonna be ridiculous. It's just that. The energy I got, niggas gonna see how that. It's gonna be crazy.
Ooh, best advice. Ooh.
Yeah, you feel me? It's gonna be different. The sound, you're gonna be like, oh, these niggas.
Every,
I'm talking about like 11 straight records like that. Like on that type
smooth
of
smooth shit.
Just
get a glass on me type music.
Oh. Anywhere you at, you're just gonna play it. Damn. You feel me? It's one of them. Feel me?
In the club, in the car, with feel your
me?
Lady.
Exactly. Feel me? With the fam. You know what I'm saying? Every generation will be able to play the music and be bumping it. So it's gonna be a different feel.
Right. That's what's up. I can't wait to listen to that, man.
Yeah, nah, I'm gonna invite you to some of the sessions.
Now you wanna invite me.
You feel me? I need to make sure niggas is feeling this shit before I release it. I gotta make sure it's right.
Alright.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
And interviews with Champions Corner.
Yeah, oh yeah, if y'all ain't checking with us last week, we was on Champions Corner having a good conversation with our homegirl Kay and my boy Olajuwon. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, that was dope.
Yeah, it was fun. I had fun.
We gotta get him on the show.
Facts. Kay tried to get me lit quick so I could talk reckless.
Nigga was done up off the wine. The wine we never heard of.
Some new homemade processed wine. But I just want to get into before we get into the real, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to start off with the real, then end it off with the sports? You know what I mean?
We can get into some real shit.
Yeah, to end it off on a good note. Well, yeah. Not a good note, but like a more.
Yeah, you know.
You know what I mean?
Copy.
Instead of Joe Budden.
You gonna start with Joe Budden first?
Yeah, real quick. He's going at it with Troy Ave. Troy Ave just made a diss track. And when this really got some traction is when Troy Ave called Joe Junkie Joe. Called him Junkie Joe. And he offered him $50,000 to prove that he's not a junkie by doing a drug test.
Type of shit is that?
Nigga shit. And Joe said, leave me alone. But Joe's been also talking shit about him as well.
But I mean, Troy Ave in a position where
he got a yeah.
You going some snitch shit. And you in and out of jail right now.
Oh, you saying him?
It's Troy Ave.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
But I don't know what's going on with the case.
Okay.
So I'm not going to speak on that.
Facts.
But I'm just, I like to see Troy Ave take clap back at Joe on his new podcast, Facto Show. You know what I mean?
Troy Ave has done that, man.
Nah, that diss song shit fire, but he violated Joe, too. We would like to read some lyrics.
Go ahead and drop them gems.
It's a little vulgar. It says OVO unruly, you moody. It all makes sense now because holes were playing with your booty.
What? Whoa!
This was quoted on a Joe Rogan. on the Joe Budden's podcast saying he had girls stick fingers up his rectum.
Whoa.
So he said that. He said, stop pointing fingers. That's a very funny joke, but you really had two fingers up your ass. And that's a quote. I challenged you to a drug test. You was like, no. Then you challenged me to a fight. I said, nigga, let's go. And Joe still hasn't.
So you have it?
Yeah. So I just want to know what you think.
How about now?
What?
No, they were saying they can't hear us.
No. So I was saying, what would you think? What do you think about the, you think Joe Budden would respond?
Nah, he retired. He ain't gonna waste bars on Troy Ave. Too many bars.
Joe Budden do got a pen, you know.
Crazy pen.
But
top 25 pen.
He need to come.
Be real.
He need to clap back, because I'm trying to get some, I need some content, huh?
Y'all hear us now?
You know what I mean? I need some content.
Facts.
So, I hope he, get back at Troy.
He gonna talk his shit on the podcast though.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah, he is.
He gonna talk his shit on the podcast.
He is. So I'm just waiting.
They gonna violate that nigga.
I mean, he's been talking crazy. That's why I ain't mad at Troy Ave clapping back.
I mean, Troy Ave in a position right now, niggas can talk crazy about you. That's real facts. You talking all that shit, and then now it's the phone. It's not this. It's the phone, y'all.
But they say they can't hear?
Yeah,
they
said choppy audio.
Oh.
But what I'm about to say, for me, that shit like a waste of time. Like, Troy Ave and Joe Budden beefing.
He'll be good for the culture.
Nah, hell no. Troy Ave not good for the culture. He's 6'9 right now.
How, you don't know that for sure.
Nigga, they got the paperwork. What you mean?
Nah, they got the paperwork. I ain't hear no paperwork talk.
I bet you Joe Budden gonna bring it up now. This record out. Niggas gonna be fucking violated.
So be continued. We'll see. We'll see.
Watch the paperwork pop out.
Alright. So Joe Biden. What you wanna talk about Joe Biden?
I don't wanna talk about none of these booty ass. Oh.
Well, not even Joe Biden, just voting in general.
Well, I mean, you already know how I feel about voting. You know what I'm saying? I don't get involved in a presidential campaign or stuff like that. I'm more so locally because I know I can help control that. You feel what I'm saying? But my whole thing is, I don't like the fact that our elders and the people older than us, and you know, for all these years, every time is an election, it's vote or die, or this election going to change our lives, or this and that. Only time I ever felt like happy about the outcome was like when I was in eighth grade and Barack won. You feel what I'm saying? Because I was just right. So gassed up, a black man was president. But then as I'm watching his whole debacle, what he's doing as president. You feel what I'm saying? It's not a good guy. You feel what I'm saying? You drop bombs on countries for 72 straight days. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's not what you, like, how was somebody proud to say you they president? That makes zero sense to me. You feel what I'm saying? This countries that weren't third world countries are third world countries now after you became president. But you speak of a game or of a system that you, what's it called? That you are like, you know, somebody this great and up high and you talking shit about Donald Trump. But Donald Trump, if you want to look at his stat records, have done more in favor of black America than you have, and you a black American. You feel what I'm saying? You just talk a good game, but you ain't put no policies, nothing that's going to help us. You even made laws to protect the police from doing the shit they doing right now. You called niggas thugs in Baltimore when they was rioting, when they slammed that boy on his back and broke his back. You feel me? But niggas is letting that shit slide. And that shit to me is goofy shit. Like, I don't like shit like that. I don't like that all our elders and older people, older statesmen is all talking like, oh, this is cool. This is that. Nah, bro, he ain't do nothing good for us. He ain't did shit but look at you. You feel me? And then on top of that, he's vice president, which has been a racist since Joe Biden's a professional politician. What I mean by that is that he followed the wave. So whatever the wave is, he gonna jump on it and want the people to like him. Because when he first was got into politics, you know, it was one of his first quotes was he didn't want his kids to go to school with black kids. He said, now I want them to turn into a jungle. That's one of his first things as a politician. Then he gonna tell when he became senator, saying, hey man, I know what's good for the Negro people. I'm gonna make this happen.
Right.
Then he drops the crime bill on Bill Clinton, which is basically taking, like, say you had an offense for 5 years, let's make that 45. You feel me? Because we don't want you in the street. Which is what? Targeting what? Inner cities where people have to do certain things to get by. Right. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So my whole thing in that is like, this man showing you over time how racist he is. how he doesn't like your people. Then he go gets a black vice president, which was running for president. Nobody fucked with her. But now she running for vice president. Well, going to be running to become vice president. Now everybody all of a sudden support her because she's black, a black woman. But little do you know, when she got elected.
She's a cop.
No, not even that. She didn't just make a living off frying black men. She is actually, what's it called? She was inducted into the Congress as the first Indian woman.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? How you going to say you a black woman now, but when you was elected in, you're Indian? You don't want to hear that black shit.
Right.
You feel me? See how they play? And then all of a sudden everybody just like, oh, it's better than Trump. How the fuck is it better? I see a professional motherfucking politician, and I see a motherfucker that don't even like who she is. She married to a white man on top of that. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like,
damn.
Who is she for? She ain't for us. They and got no agenda.
And plus, she was a prosecutor that put and did a lot of, shady. I wouldn't say dirty, but bend a little bit of rules just to get more people in jail.
I just read an article on that too. What was it? Like last week about a black man. He was putting up, he made this article before she was really talking about becoming president and stuff like that.
Right.
But he was saying that how she paid certain people off for witnesses and lies to convict him. You feel what I'm saying? And he did 10 years of his life gone because of her. You feel what I'm saying? It could have been more, but he was able to fight his case and beat it and show that she was lying.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? That's some shit that I'm just like, that's, how you voting for that? How could you put your name next to somebody that's like that? That, to me, is dishonorable. I don't want to hear nothing good about what you say you are if you're willing to put your name next to a person like that. Then on top of that, I'm not putting my name next to Donald Trump for damn sure. You feel what I'm saying? So what you want me to do? You feel what I'm saying? I'm just supposed to say, all right, got to choose the lesser two evils every time as a presidency run?
Right.
That makes zero sense to me. So why don't we make something happen?
Yeah, instead of just choosing for Democrats, you know what I mean? But people don't realize that Republicans actually free the slaves, and they're more,
ain't nobody for us.
No, I'm just saying, like, people say vote Democrat, but Democrat were created mainly based against black people. It wasn't, you know,
that's
what I mean?
That's a fact. But
so no, I just want to say I'm not Republican or a Democrat, right. I'm a census, meaning whatever makes sense to me, that's who I'm voting for. But for, as of right now, I don't know who to vote for, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not going to vote this year, because I just don't know who to vote for, and I don't want neither of them in the sitting on that chair.
That's a fact. See, that's why I, you know what I mean? Agree.
I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a census. I go what makes sense to me.
Facts. That's what you. That's what.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you should do.
Yeah. Doesn't that
make fucking sense?
Yeah.
I think a big thing too is it's fucking, how the fuck. If you so say you voting, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have no agenda for you. What the fuck are you voting for?
Thing is, they never had. How many presidents said, I'm going to do this for the African American community? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. How many presidents actually achieved what they were saying?
None.
Exactly.
I don't know one. Shit.
Me neither.
Before our time.
Exactly.
But that's my whole thing, though. I hate when people just be chatting like, oh, vote. Nigga, vote for who? And then when they tell you, oh, vote for this guy. Why?
He's a Democrat.
But then you got to think, too. Before, we just became Democrats. We was Republicans when we first was able to vote. You feel what I'm saying? That's the crazy part. Niggas don't even want to go back in a time of history. But my thing is, economics makes everything so much easier. So that's like my whole big thing is like, yo, if they don't got an economic plan for us, we got to make an economic plan for ourselves. And that way we could go sit at the table and be like, all right,
that's what
we
want to do. Facts. And like, freaking, I'll vote for whoever's not going to violate my rights and don't take money in my pocket. Well, that's a plus. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody taking money.
Yeah.
Taxes.
Yeah, but.
Taxes.
Yeah, I guess. Shit. Who that?
And then what's it called? We gonna go into some other shit. I mean, we just got heavy on the voting shit, but you feel
I'm
me?
Just, yeah.
Do what make you happy.
We're not
like
saying
better.
We're not saying don't vote. We're saying do your research.
Oh no, nigga, I'm saying fuck that shit.
Well, he's saying I'm saying do your research, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk that whatever shit. Makes sense to you. You vote for that person, but just keep in mind, this if you're a minority, they never acted on what they was gonna say. That's all I'm saying.
I'm putting it like this. I view the exact same way if you Trump or a Biden supporter. I view the exact same way.
If you what?
You a Trump supporter or a Biden supporter. I view you the exact same way as each other. To me, you put your name next to a racist, that's what you with. All right, I understand. I see your view. I ain't doing that. I can't put my name next to that.
Just know that like the presidents really don't.
Oh no, they got a boss. We just don't know their boss.
Yeah, they're just a figure.
Facts. So let's get into some shit, man.
Mr. Shit, what's up?
Some shit. So you heard about this nigga on the Seahawks got cut because he let Shorty in the room.
He tried to disguise as a DB.
He was trying to get some ass. I ain't even mad at him, but I understand you violated my nigga. Come on.
Undrafted. I'm not dissing him, but he's not going to have the same rules. The same rules don't apply to the first round pick than it do to an undrafted person.
That's a fact.
If he was a first round pick, they're like, yo, we understand, but you wild. Now we gotta find you or suspend you for like two games or whatever.
They just cut dude.
Like, we send the message early. We ain't with the bullshit.
Word. And I'm digging is, what like, did he say to finesse HUD to look like a football player in that shit? Like,
what did he say?
Like, what he told her, that, well, put this on and then you can come to my room.
Yeah, put this on, probably put your hand in the bun, wear a hat, and come to my crib. But, like, who is a DB that's, like, 85 pounds, skinny as hell?
Now, my whole thing, I'm just thinking in my head is, with how the fuck... Ass.
Like, come on, man.
Wildin'. I'm trying to figure out how the fuck she even got past the first line of security to do the shit. You feel me? To get in. Then I'm thinking is, what was his whole plan? Like, how she was going to leave and all that?
I don't know.
You wildin', my nigga. Like,
he probably didn't know neither. He's
first
like,
of all, I mean, nigga's trying to get some ass, but that's OD.
Right.
That's OD.
Right. And you know she ain't going to speak to him no more. Because, like, nigga, you out the league. Where Odell at?
Nigga, you got cut.
Yeah, you got cut. But I don't know what his plan was.
Niggas tripping. Oh,
we're watching the game right now. Orlando getting smoked, 17-30.
We getting there, Yamez. We getting there, Yamez. And your six is his ass.
Yamez, I don't mess with him, yo. He a sucker. But we're going to get to him, man.
God damn.
We're going to get to him, man. But it would have never happened if he was a first round pick. You should know better if you're undrafted. You should know.
You got to be on that line.
I got to be damn near perfect. Nah, no bull.
That's a fact, though.
I got to be perfect. I'm undrafted. They taking a chance on me because I'm undrafted. They know, but they want you to prove it to them. And you going to do this bull, knowing what's going on with the pandemic and all that stuff. You going to do that?
Yeah, he's violating, my nigga. Violating.
People might say, yo, you putting other people's families in jeopardy and stuff like that.
It should get deep. So my question to you is then, all right, when do you think it's good to start a sexual relationship with a shorty? Like, let's just say,
we going
there first. Then we going to get into this basketball shit because that shit going to go crazy. Feel me? So when do you think is the right time? I'm saying, is it the first date? Y'all in the comments and us on live with us right now, YouTube, you feel me? Spotify, you feel what I'm saying? All of that. Let us know. When do y'all think is a good time to start a sexual relationship? Let's just say y'all got met on the gram, right? You slid in the DM. She like, what's good? Yeah. Feel me? Now she like, she trying to link up. You like, I bet. You feel right. me? Let me meet you here. She cool. Y'all vibing. Da 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 da. When you think it's like first date, 2 weeks of dating, a month, 2 months.
Sexual.
Now I'm talking about, you feel me? You in there.
How long should it be or how long would I wait?
How long would you wait? That's my better question.
Yeah, and I noticed this shorty.
You met her off IG. You don't even know her past. You just know her.
Not her past. I'm talking about like.
What you just know. You just met her. New shorty. New joint. Homies don't even know her.
I gotta see like her pics or something. You know what I'm saying?
She valid, nigga. You
like,
you
this is my shorty.
Nah, it ain't just shorty.
I mean, not my shorty, but she got that.
You about to go see what's good with her? Like, you just.
She ain't no slob. That's what I'm saying. She's a woman.
Yeah,
woman.
I don't know. I'm just asking you. Whatever you into. Whatever DMs you be sliding into it.
No, what? You feel me? How long would I wait? God damn.
If she was like, yo, you got to wait 90 days to hit this shit. You waiting?
Nah.
You out? 90 days?
Nah, bro.
Yamez, what you doing? You wait 90 days, you hitting that shit on the first night?
2 weeks?
2 weeks is a...
A month.
A month?
Yeah.
Month minimum or maximum?
Minimum. Not max. That's max. I wait a month for max.
Then you like,
I gotta go.
Facts.
Yeah, because it depends on the type of woman she is. You know what I mean? When I, you know what I mean, I meet her, she carrying herself nice. If I just know she with the ratchetness.
Oh, so you trying, nigga? I'm trying to get that shit tonight.
Pop it drop?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm saying, but you said your max wait time is a month.
Yeah. Depending on the type of girl she is. If she, I know and I get that vibe, she with it, and I don't hit that night, it better be in that like 4 day span.
Look, my boy Yaman said 90 days ain't that bad. He'll wait 90 days.
Nah, bro.
Ladies in the chat, like, what's up? What y'all think? Bro. If a boy told y'all gotta wait 90 days to get that shit, y'all waiting?
Hell no, they not waiting.
90 days? Nah, they be going months. Like this. What the
fuck? Nah, they not waiting on 90 days. Wimp? Nah.
What's up, ladies? Y'all waiting 90 days to get that, you feel me, get right, get y'all black, but y'all back blown out? Y'all waiting 90 days? I'm just asking real questions here. You feel me? I want to know, you know, for my research purposes. You feel what I'm saying? I'm writing a book. I just want to make sure that I'm saying the correct things. Y'all waiting 90 days.
Yo.
Hold on. I got a question for you then. If a girl told you, now she got the right vibe, right, y'all, man? She got the right vibe. Nah, no.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she got to wait to marriage.
Nah, bro. Nah.
Interested.
No, that means I'm not really interested. I'm not waiting the long, especially if I like him.
Oh, see, that's respectable. See, she like, yo, look, if I gotta wait 90 days, you ain't the nigga for me.
That's what I'm saying.
But hold up. Got another young lady, shout out Bree. If I get respect if I got respect for him and he about something, then yes. So you'll wait 90 days too. So that's two different perspectives from two different women.
Yeah. I'm going to read the first one. No, that means I'm not really interested. I'm not waiting that long, especially if I like him.
So what's your time limit? You feel what I'm saying? You going...
This other girl said, if I got respect for him and he about something, then I'll wait.
Shit.
Damn.
So what's the time limit?
Niggas
then?
You wait 90 days?
Come on, bro.
I don't know what come on, bro, means. What come that on, mean? Bro. No,
listen,
yes.
Listen. No shorty I speak to is going to wait 90 days. Let's just put it like that. She going to pressure me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she might pressure me into that.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you really on your shit, she going.
Because girls have urges too. But they just get crazy.
Nigga said marriage. Nah, she probably ain't no virgin either. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not
waiting for no marriage. You out.
Sheesh. So I'm saying, me personally, I'm not waiting 90 days.
All right.
Because 90 days, you feel me now? Like, a lot of shit could happen in 90 days.
Yeah.
The energy, like, first of all, we're going to be alone a lot of them days. And you about to just sit there and look at me? Like, we ain't about to take it there?
I'm gonna tell this right now. If you feeling somebody. Right.
Yeah. Talk your shit.
Or you just might be just talking to that person. You will never know how you really feel till you have sex.
Ooh. So you saying is,
I'm gonna repeat it for you again, Ty.
Oh, yeah, just drop, pay attention.
If you're talking to somebody, you're not gonna know how you really feel till you and that person have sex. And that's a fact. Cause something, when you have sex, that energy, that vibe, you'll tell, like, damn, this girl, or this, for the women, this dude, you know what I mean?
Facts.
You'll know that energy will be different in the bedroom than you just wanting to blow a chick back out.
That's real. Hold up. So shorty said, ain't no time limit in reality. The longest for me is 1 month, if that. I mean, let's be real. Shit.
That's what I said. 1 month.
Yes, thank you for being real. You feel me? She coming with the shit. Exactly. Sex is a deal breaker. And I think a lot of people don't understand the terms.
That's a lot of
that.
Trust.
Not even a lot of trust. But then again, too, is like, why would I want to be with somebody that sex game is whack? Me personally, I'm just not. If I know you can't say, like, you need that shit in life.
Yeah.
Get that release.
And plus,
that person can't do that, then that might not be the motherfucker for you.
And if you just been opening your legs, spreading your legs to any old body, that's unattractive to me. Because if I see, I'm the type of nigga, nah, I'm not the type of nigga, but I know niggas that will look at their past girls and be like, yo, you let this nigga hit, this bozo hit?
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. That's real shit. But I also think that's for us too. I think some girls look at us like, yo, this nigga always outside doing some shit. Like, I ain't trying to see what's up with that. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So I think you gotta be more precise on how you moving. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
what you, how you maneuvering that.
But
sex is definitely a deal breaker. I think that's for any real relationship that's gonna last a long time.
That's a lot of trust, right?
You gotta be with it. You feel me? I gotta make sure you on the same level or game.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or if not, we're gonna have to teach you, get you there, or whatever. But I think that's a deal breaker, especially for girls. I think it's more so of a deal breaker than more than men, because girls lazy as hell. So, you feel me? If our game ain't right, you feel me? Then it might be over for us. They, you know what I'm saying? They can get over it if they shit right. You feel what I'm saying? But they game be trash, most of them.
Damn.
I'm being honest. Girls be thinking they the shit. Nah, bro. You said, like, you just laying there. You half ass doing shit.
Right.
Niggas say, get on top. Now you huffing and puffing and shit. Like, good. Ain't trying to hear that shit.
But nah, it is a deal breaker. In this type of way, for me, it's like, that's, you should cherish that. You know what I mean?
Facts.
It shouldn't be just given to any old body.
Facts. I'm saying is, if you feel me, that's big. Oh, no, hold on. A deal breaker for real is she can't give head. That's a deal breaker. If she can't suck it right, deal breaker. Can't do it.
Deal breaker?
Deal breaker.
Ooh.
Teeth and shit? Nah, bruh. I gotta maneuver.
That's what, yo.
I gotta be like, yo. Yo. Bugger. Right, listen, shorty, look at me. We grown. You gotta figure this shit out. You gotta figure it out.
Yeah, man. That'll suck.
That's gonna be a big conversation. Matter of fact, I'm about to ask y'all write this right now.
Oh, shit.
What's more important in a relationship, head or the actual sex?
Damn.
What would you rather have? The best shit in your life? Some head or the sex? I'm personally going to say I think head is the most important thing, just because that shit, it's a different feeling. It's a different type of, like, you ain't doing no work. You just sit back, relax, and get your time in.
Nah, I like the good coochie. I like the coochie, bro.
And I feel that, but I feel like head is, like, just more good, important. I just think it's different.
Good coochie will trap you, son. Yeah.
Sex, the lady said sex. Sex, I'm saying, bro. Head, to me.
Sex, my nigga.
Everybody saying sex. I mean, personally, I think that when you get some good head, that shit puts you in a whole different realm. Like, just straight.
Yeah, but
damn, I'm got, you come home from work,
nothing.
You good. Be tired as hell. You get some
son.
That's a different.
Nothing.
Right?
Nothing is better than girl coochie.
There's another type of coochie.
Come on, my nigga. I'm not getting into that.
I'm just, the way you said that shit, I'm just,
yeah, girl. We, like, it's a new world now. They, you can't say coochie no more.
No, I'm talking pussy, nigga. That's like, listen. If a pussy ain't good, that's what I'm saying. Good pussy is crazy.
Girl pussy.
Like I was saying.
Alright. But that's,
you know what I mean? If her shit, man, yo, I don't know, man. That to me is hard.
That shit will get you. If a girl lay it on you.
Fact. That's a fact.
What? But you'll build a fucking another balcony. If you in a project, you'll build another balcony. Or even another house.
Nigga said, fuck, I might build this bitch a house.
I need to buy her a horse. Some random shit.
No. I don't know, bro. I just feel like
coochie, bro.
That's facts. I mean, the game right.
Coochie, bro.
Facts. I don't know. Me personally, I'm just I don't know. That's type of nigga I ain't hot. Nigga, the head game ain't right. I got a
nigga wrote sex, my G.
Delaware niggas.
But nah, you bugging.
I'm bugging? Nah, I ain't bugging.
You bugging. So, but if you know this girl got some fire brain,
she sucked the soul out you? Oh, whoa. I ain't waiting no fucking month. You got a 2-week time limit with me. 2 weeks.
Mm.
2 weeks. If I see it's not going away in 2 weeks, I'm like, all right, so you ain't that interested. You ain't really trying to see what's up.
Right.
Look, I'm being real. The head ain't right, bro. Sex could be great, but the head ain't right. Can't do it.
So you rather fire head or trash pussy or...
Damn, fire trash pussy is the worst.
Fire pussy, trash head, or... okay head, okay pussy.
Nah, I don't know. I'm gonna go with the fire head, cause the pussy
into what, trash pussy?
We can work it out. We can figure something out.
You'll pick that?
We gonna figure it out. We gonna figure it out. Cause the pussy can't be that bad.
It's trash.
I mean, even trash pussy will get you right.
You wouldn't, yeah.
It ain't gonna do you justice, but it's gonna get you right. But If it's a different world ahead, then you're gonna be like, all right, fuck it, I'm good. Like, at least you know you got that bank in that shit. I ain't got it. You banking that when you get off work and you come home. Like, you know that shit.
I'm telling you,
nigga, you feel me?
Fire coochie will get you.
See, I'm not trying to be passed out, laid up in the bed all night. Like, you feel me? I'm just trying to get right.
She laid
on the game.
She laid on you like you all messed up. You lay like this. What? You bugging, bro?
I don't know, man. What y'all? They said sex, man.
Yeah.
They said sex. I look. That's what y'all saying. I'm look. Whatever floats y'all boat. I'm just being honest with y'all. Head game ain't right. I can't do it.
All
right,
bro.
You feel me?
I dig it.
Nigga said long as she passed out after my brother. Look. No cap, bro. That'd be the goal my whole time.
As long as she passed out. He said, as long as she passed out, meaning she don't gotta bother the nigga no more.
Word, in fact, that's like my goal the whole time. Like, all right, she about to go. So, look, that's my brother, too. So, you know, we on the same type of time.
Yeah. I agree. As long as she passed out.
Straight.
What's the max you going today? Like,
you said the max I'm going sex. To sex in a day? Twice is good for me. I ain't trying to be no wild young nigga, like.
They be saying like three. I be hearing niggas 3-4 times. Like, nigga, what the fuck? All
right, so I'm gonna ask the live chat. What y'all think, man? What's the max y'all trying to get it done in a day? How many times, man? What's the honest opinion here? I'm saying twice is good.
Twice is good.
I feel like you doing too much if it's over
shit,
twice.
One time, I might be like, yo,
today is over.
I'm tired.
Word. I'm going to sleep, my nigga.
Yeah.
What's y'all max shit, man? Let me know. Y'all chatting. Damn, this nigga said 4 or 5 times, nigga. God damn, nigga. Shit. That's a nap.
Jesus.
Nigga, it's Saturday, nigga. Saturday. You ain't got work. God damn, 3. Depends on how the day going. Yo, y'all niggas is freaks. 3 to 4. God 4. Damn. They tripping in this motherfucker.
Yo, you gonna be, yo.
First of all, hold on.
I'm gonna be a paraplegic. I ain't gonna be able to walk after. I'm gonna be like this.
I know some motherfuckers in the chat. Listen. 2 times max with some motherfuckers. They bugging. What? Some days 1, some days 5.
This God, nigga lying.
This nigga stabbed.
Yo, son.
Too early during the day, then once in the afternoon and twice at night.
She said 3.
On a Saturday?
She said
3 plus? Oh, shit. So I'm saying, all right, she so said Saturday, we had a long week of work. Feel me? You wake up, let's just be real. 10, 11 o'clock. But, I mean, females be saying they with the whole morning section. They not with that shit. First of all, you got to pee when you get up. That's going to be real.
Right.
Brush your teeth, anything like that. Now you cooking breakfast. Now it's like 12. Now we eating. Now we probably, you feel what I'm saying, smoke the sun. You know what I'm saying? Now it's 1 o'clock. Boom. Now we getting down. Now, you feel me? Now you done got your ass bust at 12, 1 o'clock. Now, look, it's 2:30. You sleep. You probably taking a nap till about 5. So you going to get up, get it again, go back to sleep? Like, what we
two
doing?
2 max, yo.
Two. I got
one in
two.
The morning, one at night.
Nah, I mean, 3.
She
might,
said 3+.
3+. That's a fact.
3
new
plus?
People, new people in the chat, what's the max you trying to fuck in a day? I'm talking about some regular shit. Y'all niggas just chatting in here talking about some. Nigga, y'all man said 5 times.
Nigga, I'm gonna
the
be
fuck out of
my
here.
Hip, I'm gonna be like this for the whole day. My hip.
First of all,
I'm gonna be all like a raptor. I'm gonna just be sitting upright.
Shit.
3+ ain't gonna work no more. I need, if we, I say this, I'm gonna do a 3+, but that's good for, I'm done for a month. I'll do 3 that day and I'm done for a month.
Niggas, I'm done for a month.
I'm done for a month.
That, oh wait, all right, so yeah, so look, that's, there's some quickies in it. Alright, all right, so now
no,
y'all,
hell no, hell no.
Now y'all was
what's
some bullshit. Quick,
what's quickies to you women?
Yeah, what's a quickie?
Oh, to you personally. Quickie. Quickie like 10 seconds.
Quickies.
10 seconds, that's it.
Look, I don't have those, so I don't know. But I'm just asking.
Shit, I do.
I wish I did. I really wish I could. But you feel me? I'm not in that type of realm.
I'm quick with it.
Niggas, I'm quick.
That's what you
niggas, I'm an 80s baby. I'm sorry. We fuck. 15-20 minutes.
What the fuck? That's porn star numbers.
15-20 minutes. That's a full porn that's scene full on Pornhub right now. That shit. That,
including the fucking
hold on,
foreplay.
That's 15-20 minutes of a full Pornhub clip, right? And then you've not even done off one clip. You got to go to 3 or 4 other clips.
Yeah, you
15-20 minutes? Nah, look, like 30 minutes is a round. Let's be real. 30 minutes is a good round. That's some fucking.
30 minutes?
I'm just being real with you. I'm being honest.
10 minutes.
10 minutes of good fucking?
And that's included foreplay. I'm just kissing on you, doing all that extra shit.
What the foreplay? That's like almost 40 minutes.
Nah, my nigga, not with me. Because as soon as I get like my max pumps, I'm done.
Niggas in my max pump. Oh, you got your pump count?
Yeah.
See, look, Lisa, nigga know his pump count.
He's like 17.
Nigga says 17.
And that's like considerable, like regular. You know what I mean? If we doing five, that's
five?
It.
Oh, then you good?
But
you,
this? Yeah. That's seven. That's 17, but I'm done. Five.
Skip the foreplay? See, now you can't skip foreplay. You fucking it up now. Now you fucking it up.
It's going to be all dry. You got to get it right.
And the foreplay don't got to be nothing crazy. I'm saying, like, if I'm just done eating breakfast, you feel what I'm saying? And we just chilling, macking or whatever. Foreplay could be you just rubbing on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she wants somebody to go. She wants somebody to go ham right off the gate.
Just wake you up, slap you in the face with the shit. Like, goddamn.
Yeah, I don't know. You niggas is mutants, man.
Look, I got 15. 2 to 3 in me. I got 2 to 3 in me. Yeah, now, if I'm high, we might go all day.
But yeah, I'll tell you. You want to go 3-4 times? Don't ask me to have sex with you for another month.
This nigga another month. Niggas tripping. I'm just saying a good Saturday, like a full day in the crib with your shorty or your significant other ladies. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what y'all going with. You feel what I'm saying? Do y'all thing. You feel me?
She said skip the foreplay.
Hold on. Is foreplay really that important? It depends on the session. So for a quickie, no foreplay, but for a real session, foreplay? I'm just asking. I'm writing a book.
Jeez. 20 to... That's a porn scene, yo.
It really is.
Jesus. That's a porn scene, bro. So you're not skipping foreplay?
Nah, for me, I want to kiss on your neck, kiss you on your forehead.
Right. You only giving someone you really fuck.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you. It be some motherfuckers a quickie, no, but foreplay, yes, is important. Yeah, I feel like everything is foreplay, though. Like, it depends on what the fuck is foreplay for you. I feel like us talking about the shit we about to do is foreplay.
Kissing you
on your neck or
the breast.
You feel me? Or you coming to lay your head on my lap or, you feel me, or kiss me on my neck. That's foreplay. I feel like that's how you start the shit off anyway. Like, don't just come over here and dressing up as my clothes off and shit. Yeah. Hold up.
I don't mean dressing as a cowboy and all that type shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm not.
Jumping
not,
on her back, say, yeah, you want
to. I'm not even into shit like
door.
That. You're bugging. We
got to
get
like
dressed
a stallion.
Up.
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
Oh, you bugging. That's way too. Now we get into it.
But foreplay, meaning like kissing, touching, all that stuff.
The caressing part. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's important.
Facts. Anything could be foreplay. Shit. You wake up in the kitchen, I'm ass naked or something cooking. That might be the foreplay right there.
But some niggas and some chicks and guys like that rough shit, like smacking.
Choking niggas out.
Choking.
No. Hold up. Females, y'all not low. I'm going to get right to y'all. Y'all like to be choked out till y'all damn near passed out.
Yeah.
It'd be all of y'all too. And y'all be some nice little innocent motherfuckers be talking about, choke me till I can't breathe. Like, what type of time is...
Nah, I ain't falling for that trick.
First of all, I'm trying to... I'm a motherfucker, you choking a motherfucker, right? And you thinking you choking them. Then they fuck around, put their hand over your hand.
You just
they like, choke you like, oh, god damn.
You like... Get the belt. Tie it around my neck.
Like, what?
if a girl tell me that, I'm leaving. Bite me on my ass and get the belt and tie it around my neck and choke. I'm gonna be like, what the fuck?
See, look, nah, I can't Satan? Do all that. Look,
I'm like, Satan?
Look, you tripping, my nigga. Like, right there. Like, we doing too much. But the choking shit, I be like, it's cool, but I guess that's your turn on. But god damn. Like, y'all be really trying not to breathe when to pass out and wake back up and
smack
shit.
Smack me.
See,
in
been
the face.
I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah. I just did that once, but I be like, I felt weird. Like,
whoa, I'm wilding right now.
I'm on some porn shit right
now. Not even you. I'm on some, like,
wilding.
I'm wilding. Like, yo, I'm smacking this chick to death.
Oh, yeah, no, one thing I'm definitely not doing is spitting in the mouth shit. I ain't with it.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I ain't with it, sorry.
I'm not doing that neither.
But, I mean, I'm nasty, but I ain't doing all that. Like, you feel me?
I spit in her mouth.
Niggas, they come crazy when you do that shit. When they about to black out, that's the crazy part, too, right there.
Yeah, that's wild.
Done up.
Nah, yeah, that's wild.
Wild shit. What else? Some wild shit they be doing?
Spitting them off is max, bro.
That is max.
That's max.
I'm not sucking I'm not no toes. That. I ain't jacking that.
I'll
either.
Suck some feet.
You truck, that's different.
Nah. My wife's. Nigga. I'll say my wife's feet.
Your wife, you'll suck your wife's feet?
Yeah.
Don't bring your feet around me.
I suck a feet, I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, yeah, I can't do that. I ain't. That ain't my game. That ain't, ladies, y'all like y'all feet sucked? That's a thing?
You rubber feet?
Rubber feet? Yeah, I sit down like we just chilling, watching TV and shit. I'll rub some feet, but I ain't sucking no toes.
I'll probably suck the toes in the bathtub together and all that type
of
stuff.
I ain't doing all that. Your feet not about to be my mouth. First of all, I'm not sucking on nothing but clit. That's your bugging. Toes be beautiful. Niggas be different.
I'm telling you, yo. No. Ooh.
She said yes. She said no. See, look. Oh, that's
niggas ain't confident in their feet. Nah. They can't do that.
Nah. I'm just saying.
Me they not painted.
Oh, nah. See, look. All that extra shit. I'm not doing that. I'm not sucking no toes. What I look like?
It depends on whose feet is.
It don't matter who the fuck feet is. I'm not sucking no toes, my nigga.
Why?
That's just out the gate. See, on first dates, you should ask questions like this. Like, do you suck toes and shit like that?
Oh, yeah, I got another. I saw this safari on YouTube, man. I forgot to talk to you about this. I posted it up. Him getting a portrait of his wife, Faith Evans. What?
Not Safari, Stevie J?
Oh, yeah, my bad. Stevie J. And he got a portrait of his wife.
That's good pussy right there.
Yeah, probably. She probably fire.
Grumman.
Yeah.
South or North.
I was thinking, would you ever get your...
Yeah.
Oh my God. Rip. You'll get your wife portrait on you?
Yeah.
Your
my girl baby, portrait my, on my you? Baby mother or my wife is definitely getting tatted on me.
Why?
Why not? The art I put on my body is, you feel me?
So what if you get a girl and she's like, who is that?
But you saying if I break up my baby mother?
Yeah, like, because I'm thinking...
I said my baby mother or my wife. So if I'm not with my baby mother...
No, your wife...
If I be my baby mother,
I probably still wouldn't get that shit.
That's the mother of my child. Why? She's one of the most important things to me in life.
So you'll get a girl tattooed on you?
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Like, if you really mean something to me, and you family to me, like, you forever engraved in my life, I wouldn't mind getting a tattoo. If you feel me? If that's what I want. It look cool. I like it. You feel what I'm saying? Everything on my body means something, so I ain't going to just get it to get it, but you feel me? The mother of my child could get tatted on me, or my wife could get tatted on me.
I just don't see that. I can't do it.
That's the same reason you get any other tattoo. Why you get it? Because you wanted to. And you felt like it's important to you. You feel me? That's just what I think. So you'd rather have a tattoo of a cross than a tattoo of the person that had your child? Or the person you promised God your love forever?
But what if it don't last forever? You still got that tattoo.
I'm saying it don't last forever. That's somebody you were still married to.
Oh, shit. Niggas talking about the president.
Where they said call it in and shit.
It's just a no caller ID.
Facts. You feel me? So, what's it called? That's just me. I would get it tatted. My pussy. You understand that how shit, good her shit gotta be for
I
me?
Told
that
you.
Shit tatted, my nigga?
Yeah. It must be fire. You know what I'm saying? Fire. But I just had to ask you that because I saw it on the thing. Oh, man, Ty, you better answer that.
Now, who the fuck that is?
The feds, nigga.
The feds.
But yeah, I just thought we'd bring that up. Ask you that. So you want to get into the sports?
You want to talk this shit?
Yeah, so before we get to the Lakers, what do you think about the bubble so far? The way it's set up? What do you think about the NBA right now?
I think this shit is just back to regular, like how it was prior to the coronavirus, prior to the protests, prior to all this stuff. I feel it's just the same shit. We just watching the league, you feel me?
Right.
I think the messaging and all shit like that, they're not really saying nothing or doing nothing that's positively you know what I'm saying, impacting what they was talking about.
Not even like when LeBron wore that
that shit don't, what the fuck does that mean
that
to me?
MAGA hat, yeah. That's not really a MAGA hat. It says Justin for Breonna Taylor on it and stuff.
Nah,
like that.
I'm just saying, me personally, you need tangible shit. You me wearing a hat, like, this is my whole thing. We've been screaming this shit for 150 some days, right? They still ain't give us no justice. So what the fuck is the next step? Me wearing a hat ain't gonna change shit. Me wearing a shirt ain't gonna change shit. I gotta physically be doing some shit. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like the whole NBA as a whole could have did way more. You feel what I'm saying? Me personally, I think that they could have did way more. So I think like right now, instead of playing in the bubble and trying to just feed the fans and make their money back and shit like that, they could have damn near... Nigga, 100 million ain't shit. The fuck is that? Like, that's another thing, too. You keep saying these numbers, oh, over the next 10 years. That's... All right, so you just think about that. That's $10 million to black communities for next year. That's nothing, nigga. That is nothing.
I'm saying... I'm play objective, but I'm saying...
No. They're giving $10 million to a community, but they give more to a player than that. And he barely using that shit. So you make that make sense.
Capitalism. That's value for value.
Niggas is fooled by shit like that. You know what I mean? The contract. $10 million ain't shit, bro. When it comes to a community, that's nothing. That's not that... That's you probably...
We wouldn't say park. That's a start, though?
No, it shouldn't even be a start. That is your main demographic for your actual business. That's your main demographic. That means that you building some shit there.
Yeah.
That should be your number one investment. Every city that you are in, you can go outside the fucking arena and see homeless people. You should change that. That should be already done. We don't give a fuck about... We're not talking about NFL. Like, fuck that NFL. We already know what type of time they on. Match their energy. Fuck them. You feel what I'm saying? The NBA, I'm just saying is, their whole thing was, we going to change. We going to do this. We going to do that. We going to do that. My nigga, you know what you could have did? You could have set up economic meetings in every city, right? LeBron James, imagine LeBron James sitting down on some Shark Tank shit like, yo, we trying to invest into businesses. Matter of fact, they giving 100 million. Yeah. Fuck 100 million. It's how many teams in the NBA right now? 30? 32?
I think so, yeah.
All right, so let's just say this. Let's just say we put up $10 million per team, which is light. That's nothing. That's $320 million, right? $10 million each team. You could all right, so we in the city of Los Angeles. I got $10 million from the Clippers, right? The Clippers, which they could give way more than that, sit down and say, all right, we're going to have business meetings, and we're going to invest into companies, invest into these black-owned companies in the city of Los Angeles. You feel what I'm saying? That way we now know we can change not only these people's life that we're giving, but they're now hiring the people in their community. Now you're getting economically involved to where you're making real change that's tangible. I can see that. I can grab that. Not 10 years from now, they build a park, they build a community center, but for 10 years, we had to wait for this shit to come all the way full around, or this and that. You got to start building real shit, putting people into power. You feel what I'm saying? Like, economically, you're not changing the lives. You feel what I'm saying? You could have did way more than this. You could have been having town hall meetings with the community. You feel me? Trying to see what's going on. How can we help? How can we change? Not, oh, I'm about to play ball and scream some shit on the screen. Nah, bro. You got it. It should be way more. You know what I'm saying? Either you in or you out. Are you really going to do something? Or you going to just talk about it? You feel what I'm saying? Like, me having a jersey on saying Black Lives Matter is not changing the life of black people. That's not. We know that for a fact. We are watching it live right now. It's not. It's just making you feel like something. It's not real tangible shit. That shit is like a symbolism. We need more than symbolism. We've been doing that shit for hundreds of years. Symbolism. Right. You feel what I'm saying? That shit don't mean nothing. It's not really going to do anything. So what I'm saying too, especially when we are dominant in that, that's a resource for us. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So we should be owning that. We should be trying to get more ownership in the NBA. You feel what I'm saying? That's why my whole thing when they was talking about Kyrie, he was bringing up starting his own league. That's what the fuck you supposed to be thinking like. It's a resource. That brings in billions of dollars.
And that also takes billions of dollars to create our own league too. So you know what I mean?
You have hundreds of millions. You have to make sacrifices if you want to make real change.
So you're saying NBA players should ante up the money?
Yeah. I'm saying is, and the crazy thing is, you're going to make the money right back because you already know the investment is good. You've seen the project. You know what, you players know exactly how they want the league to run. You feel what I'm saying? Us as fans, we going to support it because we already attached to them. You feel what I'm saying? They're going to have the brands. All the brands going to come in and put money in because they want to make sure that they can continue to make money.
So own Black League?
I think every league, anything that we dominate in, we should own. That's anything in life. Right.
Anything that you say, dominate in, you own it. If it's owned Black, people can say that's racist too if it's just Black people playing.
I ain't saying you have to
be I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
White people own the NBA, but Black people play in it.
Yeah. But it'll be reverse though.
Yeah, so that's crazy is that that's the first thought that people get when we want to own it. Now it's fucked up.
I'm just being objective here.
I'm being real. Yeah, yeah. Say, why is it now fucked up if we want to own it?
So whatever we're dominant in, we should have some stake in it.
Not even stake. We already got stake in the NBA. We should own the motherfucking league. We are the reason it moves. Why the fuck don't I own it? That's like making music. You don't own any music. You feel like shit. That's why all these artists be going through the shit they're going through. I done did all this work. You just put some money up. And now you own my shit.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. It's like, yo, you want real change, you got to make a drastic changes. But nobody's wanting to do that. because they're comfortable with what they're doing.
And it messes up the bag. That's what a lot of people...
Do for self, man.
That's what a lot of people don't want to take that risk because they don't want to mess up that bag.
They ain't going to mess up the bag, though. That's my thing.
No, I'm saying, like, they might lose some endorsements, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Less money in their pockets.
It's economic building. It's separation. It's ownership. So if you own shit, you're actually investing into it. And then you're able to... Just think about how many things the NBA can start off with. I mean, a own league. You feel what I'm saying? A black league. So that's what I'm just saying is, like, they're not thinking real revolutionary. They're thinking controlled revolution. Controlled way of thinking.
Right.
But that's the thing. You keep... They've been saying that shit for 25, 45, 50 years. Oh, they working with local and national organizations. That shit not changing nothing, bro. Like, you working with what? It's simple answers to a lot of the shit that we looking for. Career placement. Career placement for what? Because I'm saying this right now is, where you know these organizations at? I live in New Jersey. I don't see none of these organizations, or if I'm not even aware of them, they're not doing enough to make me aware. I'm aware of everything else. Why I'm not aware about career placements? Why I'm not aware of the STEM fields? Why is that not being pushed? Why is economic talk not being pushed in the NBA? Why is voting more than getting money or money right being pushed? That to me is a problem. Why are you not pushing on how I can make more money in my life? How can I learn how to do my taxes? How can I learn how to get in stock? How can I learn how to invest into this? How can I learn how to do this? But you want me to vote, but you're not wanting to teach me. That makes zero sense to me. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What the fuck is you doing? You feel what I'm saying? How to get into real estate? How to make sure that you can benefit off digital real estate? You feel what I'm saying? Now, for the black leaders, that's really black leaders. That's what they're pushing. But economics.
They have some, like LeBron is doing good with that school he got going on.
That's another thing too. I think niggas understand too that the school is good, but it's not us. It's not.
And I think one NBA player or NFL player, I forgot, that's paid for like certain people's
They have a black curriculum. Does the school have a black curriculum?
I forgot what it's called. I should have looked it up. He's paying the students like funds for the freshmen, like everything.
That's basically
giving them scholarships.
No, that's
what I'm just saying. People are taking steps to make the change. You know what I mean?
I'm saying is they're not making real change. They're making change that's controlled and okay with white people. They're looking for white validation.
Some people.
No, I'm saying that's what they're doing. I'm saying is, look, if LeBron builds a school, right?
If he's helping a lot of minorities getting college and all that stuff.
No, I'm saying you make the school, you do everything that you're trying to do to make sure they get to the next level, this and that. Why don't you put a black curriculum in the school?
I think some NBA players are doing that. I think Jalen Rose is doing that.
You know, he just owns a school. He doesn't have a black curriculum. I'm saying is a black curriculum, literally for your people. That means that from kindergarten to 12th grade, learning how great they are from kindergarten to 12th grade.
Yeah.
Because what we do right now is we learn how great white people are from kindergarten to 12th grade in every aspect. So what I'm saying is... Why are we not? If you want to make change, you have to make it revolutionary to where it's a point where you really making change.
Yeah, a lot of schools didn't teach like black curriculum because it's his story.
And we own it. It's like LeBron owns his school. Why are you not putting that into the school? There's so many leaders.
You
in
think they not?
I don't think so.
It
would have been a problem. They wouldn't let that happen. You know that already.
But there's a lot of minorities that go to the school as well, so they got to teach them.
Nigga, how many schools is in every hood? Does that mean anything?
I mean, that's like...
Hey, hold on. It ain't named after iconic black people. It's symbolism. Like, how many people go to Malcolm X Shabazz High School? That's down the street from my house. You think they got a black curriculum in that school? No, they have the regular New Jersey State education.
His story. He's telling his story.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
I'm saying,
U.S. is just...
We can't let them control everything that we're doing. We have to be able to make the way ourselves. That way, if we own it and I made it myself, I now can say what the fuck I want to do. Not you saying, okay, that's why...
Yeah, but to get like certain things passed, you need the government to approve.
That's the thing, too.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of loopholes in the game. You feel what I'm saying? Hold up. I'm just saying it from the black leaders that I follow. You feel what I'm saying? There's loopholes in the game economically. How... They all making M's. You feel what I'm saying? They're showing you the way. They building classes and shit like that so they can continue to make their money while also putting money in your pocket. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying is why are they being able to teach that shit and we not want to put that in the schools? If I could learn digital real estate in my junior year of high school as one of my electives?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be important? Wouldn't these type of things be important?
I think half of the stuff they teach in schools are not important.
So I'm saying for black people, it should be even more important because we are already behind the step. So why not make sure that we're doing it right?
And put teachers that want to be teachers. You know what I mean? Because you got a lot of... I remember I was going to a college. The teacher literally told me, dude, I'm just here as a side gig. This isn't my full time thing. Know what I mean? So basically, he's saying, I took it as he's not taking this shit serious. Like, motherfucker, I need. Yeah, like, nigga, I need this shit to graduate, nigga. You just here as a side hustle, as a hobby, basically. Mm-hmm. This your side job. It makes me seem like you're not taking your job serious.
I
think it has to do with the teacher as well, too.
You know what I'm saying? More people be invested if they got paid more.
I think they do need to get paid more.
That's a fact. If it's not in a school, it can always be an outside program. But I think that's the problem right there, is that you're going to lose a lot of kids because they're not going to go to the outside program. There's a lot of other shit going on in life that I ain't got another 4 hours or 3 hours to waste. When you got an actual building for education, that you should be teaching them this. So if we own it, then we can control it. You feel what I'm saying? That's just my whole thing.
Yeah.
So that's just how I look at anything. So I every time I look at somebody saying they trying to really make change, what did they say that's going to make change? And then they're doing what they're allowed to do. They're doing as much as they're allowing, that somebody's allowing them to do. You know what I'm saying? That's just my whole thought process to it. So, like, don't say you're a revolutionary if you're not really doing nothing revolutionary. You're just doing what they're saying you could do. They're giving you permission. That's why I look at the Black Lives Matter movement just like that. It's a controlled motherfucking movement. You feel what I'm saying?
Which is not mainly for black people.
Well,
They included the LGBTQ community.
They try to push it as the good black people. They can't put everybody involved because that's to me is just weird. That whole situation, like that whole way the whole thing. So that's just my big thing on that. You feel what I'm saying, for the NBA and what they doing in the bubble. But get to the fucking games.
Let's get to it.
Shit, Sixers is ass.
Yeah, tell me how this nigga Yaman is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Text me. Well, I had a chat saying, yo, who want to bet? He texted that when the Sixers was up 31 to like 20 or something. I know they was down 10. He texted everybody that, yo, y'all trying to bet? Y'all trying to bet? Knowing the Sixers got a 10-point, 12-point lead. You know what I mean? Damn, this sucker. Oh, that's not him. Yeah, that is him. Sucker, man. So I said, yo, let's bet. Let's go. I didn't even look at the score. I was like, let's go. I got 200. That the Celtics win. Next thing you know, the Celtics are scraping them by 40, damn near 30. You know what he going to say?
Yeah.
Yo, bet off. I got to pay hospital bills.
Niggas, they got to pay hospital bills.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
you can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, yo?
Where's money at?
How you going to renege the bet?
First of all, here's what happened. Everybody know when I make my bets, that I base my bets on injury, bro. You know that. Joel Embiid was hurt. The effort wasn't there. And if you was watching the game, they stopped playing. I turned it off. They stopped playing.
So what?
I canceled this shit. The series. One game. It'll be the series.
This is the worst. Don't ever bet this man, bro.
30 minutes later. 30 minutes. The game ain't even. And the quarter wasn't even over. I canceled this shit 30 minutes later. Nigga, I done paid you. I love red before.
How you gonna cancel the bet 30 minutes later?
Hold on, hold on. Why he say he paid you mad bread? Like you made him pay that.
He didn't pay me mad bread.
Hold on. Like he ain't bet. Like he ain't taking bet on this.
Right. So how you gonna renege the bet? You gonna challenge the bet when they're up 20. I mean up 10, 15. Then you gonna renege the bet when they're getting smoked by 20.
Listen. Maybe we can make a deal or something, bro. I'll talk to you later about that. But let me talk to these Sixers.
Hold on. So bet's off. That's what you say. I'm not getting my money.
I just said we can talk after the show.
Niggas on some bullshit.
All right, whatever.
But let's talk to these Sixers.
This your team.
I was hot.
Y'all ass.
At first I was saying trade and be da 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 da. They need to fire Brett Brown, head coach.
Oh, he going. He going after this year.
They need to fire Brett Brown, the head coach. They need to fire Elvin Brand, the GM. Let his ass go. So we got all these pieces that don't work. Brett Brown can't make changes. Elton Brand, he making stupid ass trades. I'm telling you.
What's a bad trade that he made?
We got Al Horford. $100 million.
That's a fact. Stupid.
He don't mix with NBA. That's number one. We traded for Tobias Harris. They let Jimmy Butler go. They let JJ Redick go.
Mm-hmm.
We traded Robert Covington. We traded Landry Shamet. We traded Kevin Rowe. Traded him. We had Dario Saric. Traded him. They need to die. We had all the assets in the world. I understand Vicky that it would be taken. We had all the assets in the world. Sixers, they blown it. So they might need to trade Embiid for real.
Nah, you bugging.
They should.
You bugging, you bugging, bugging.
I think that's a smart trade.
They traded all the shooters.
They need guards.
They need to trade Ben Simmons. They need to keep Embiid. They need to trade Ben Simmons.
You trade Ben Simmons because he's a tick up. You trade Joel Embiid because he's only gonna get worse as he gets older. He's not gonna get better.
What?
Every year he comes back, he's more out of shape.
You gotta understand, Embiid. Hold on. Embiid is still a baby when it comes to the game. So he learned the game late.
You can get more for him than Ben Simmons. You're getting more for
Joel. You need to trade Ben Simmons because you can always find a big guard.
No, you can't. Name another big guard right now. Name a 6'10 point guard in the league.
First of all,
name him.
You just need a good guard.
You said what? Oh, yeah, and he played D.
Embiid don't?
No, I'm saying is Embiid's always out of shape. Last night, I think after like 6 minutes, he was already breathing heavy. Like, bro,
he had 36-16. What else you want the nigga to do?
36-16, but that shit didn't mean nothing. He be trying to shoot threes and shit. I hate them type of niggas.
He got 36.
Bron had 23-16-17, and that shit ain't mean shit neither.
But I'm just saying, what's the other team? Role players got to step up.
They don't have
like
no fucking
Tobias Harris.
He
got to step up.
He got 100 mil on his contract.
He got 100 mil. Al Horford. You got 100 mil.
But Al Horford need a point guard to give him the ball. He can't. He won't just catch it and go. You need
Ben
guards.
Simmons hurt. Yeah,
Ben Simmons hurt. But I'm saying is, to me personally, I think you need to trade Joel Embiid.
Trade Ben Simmons.
Trade Joel Embiid. Fire the coach. Fire the GM. You trade Embiid. Go get you a nice guard.
You have no bigs.
Nigga.
Joel Embiid is an all-talent big.
You can go get any type of big that's going to run the court.
Joel Embiid arguably is the best big in the league.
You see,
arguably.
The Mavericks is scraping with KD.
Yeah, they wildin'.
That nigga Luka.
Luka's
an MVP, man.
Luka is different breed.
I told people.
Sixers is getting swept.
So hold on, y'all. What you think about the Lakers? If the Lakers lose tonight, what you think?
Yo, I think tonight he gonna try to be aggressive, but I'm saying is this, that still ain't gonna be enough. Cause usually when LeBron is aggressive, they don't have another player that's gonna match him on the other side that's gonna be just as aggressive. But I think Dame Lillard gonna be just as aggressive tonight. Cause he know what it means.
And he was chilling last game.
He was chilling last game.
Oh,
no.
Hassan Whiteside was playing out of his mind. He usually don't play like that.
I'm gonna be like, I'm put like this. Portland had a bad game and won. Hold it up. Melo had a bad game. Gary Trent had a bad game. The nigga CJ had a bad game and Dame had a bad game and they still won that shit.
I'm telling you, yo.
Lakers had the game, but they blew.
They suck.
Yo, they don't have a score. They don't have a nigga to go get a bucket.
What are you talking about?
Besides
Davis,
Bron.
Nigga?
Had 7 points.
About?
He had 7 points in the second half. That's not a bucket. Dame Lillard, we need a bucket. I'm gonna get a bucket.
Anthony Davis is not a bucket.
7 points in the second half. You tell me that's a bucket.
How many times did he get the ball?
He went 1 for 10.
That's not enough.
He went 1 for 10.
That's not enough.
How you a bucket? You went 1 for 10. That makes zero
that's
sense.
That's not
he
enough.
He was shooting air balls.
How many points did he have that game?
28. He had 21 in the first half.
28.
Hold on. He had 21 first in the first
all,
half and had 7 in the second
AD
half.
AD LeBron going to get their 20s. It's up to KCP, which I don't know why people put faith in him. And Deion Waiters and J.R. Smith didn't play. They got to change that shit up. KCP.
Anthony Davis cannot have 7 points in the second half, my nigga.
How many times did he get the ball, though?
He went 1 for 10.
That's not enough. In the second half?
Hold on. If I'm 1 for 10, I'm not getting the ball. Hold on. Nothing to it.
My nigga.
You're not taking shots. He airballed 4 shots in the second half.
You
airballed.
I only had 10.
Fucking runners.
I only had 10 shots. I'm AD. I need more than 10 shots. In the second half? What?
Demand the ball.
Yes, LeBron.
Demand the fucking ball. You a bucket. They going as far as you go. Bron is not going to do it by himself. We already know
I'm just saying.
Fuck, man.
Don't say nobody. They don't have a nigga that can
get
a bucket.
They don't have a nigga that outside of LeBron, they can't
and
go
AD.
Like, yo, take from the wing, I need you to go get a bucket for us.
This nigga's
AD. You ain't never seen AD say, hey, yo, give me the ball. I got us. I'm going to take us home. Name any game you ever seen AD do that in.
When he was in the Pelicans. What are you talking about?
When? What year?
Last year.
Last year?
When he was killing when they swept the, they swept Portland.
They didn't sweep Portland last year.
Not two years ago then. So what you think if the Lakers lose? You think they're done? You think they're done?
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. Look, Portland is one of the best fourth quarter teams, bro. In the fourth, they got too many niggas that can go get it.
I'm telling you right now.
They talk about Rondo coming back.
Fuck Rondo. What the fuck? That'll be a plus.
That's more better D. That's better defense.
Dame Lillard don't give a fuck who out there. He's getting a bucket.
It's better than what they got now, bro.
He's getting a bucket. What the fuck?
I'm telling you right now.
Rondo better than anything the Lakers got going right now.
Yeah. And I'm telling you right now. 2020 has been a weird year. It's been fucked up. So I'm thinking it's not going to be the teams that people think they're going to win, the Lakers, the Bucks, or the Clippers. Those teams are not going to win. It's going to be a random team that nobody had a chance. Nobody knew who the fuck was going to win. Nobody knew who was going to win because 2020 has been that type of year. You don't know what the fuck to expect. So I'm thinking another team besides the Clippers, Lakers, even the Bucks or the Raptors, they're not going to win. It's going to be some random team. Like the fucking Magic or some random shit.
Nah, the Magic about to get their
I'm just saying,
right
that's
now.
How random it is. Dallas.
Nah, you know, no.
Portland might win.
No. This one went too. I think we do this shit a lot. After one game, I think certain things you see and you're like, all right. Like last night watching the Clippers lose to the Mavs, you seen the Mavs at their best. They're literally their best that you're going to see them at.
All right.
And to me, the Clippers, they look like they wanted the game from the jump. Like, they just was, like, going through the motions. To me. Watching them play, I feel like they were just going through the motions. Like, they thought that it was just going to break. You know how, like, you in a game, and you know you better than the team you playing? So yeah. You think eventually we're going to start hitting shots, and we're going to start picking up the energy. Them niggas ain't had that energy. Like, you ain't see Pat Bev screaming. You ain't see these
he
niggas.
He wasn't playing. Pat Bev wasn't playing.
I'm saying is, you know, on the sidelines, he's still going to go crazy. I'm saying is, you ain't see Kawhi really getting his bag. You ain't see Paul George was on some bullshit last night. You feel what I'm saying? And then you just watching the whole game. Like even Harold, like everybody just looked like they wasn't. They just came to like it's like AU game that you ain't give a fuck about. Like you just
that's what you got from the game.
Yeah, I feel like how this game is going right now. The Bucks and the Magic, right? Mm-hmm. The Bucks the first game they played against the Magic, they was uninterested, and the Magic woke their ass up. And now look at them. Them niggas is killing. Look how they going on the bench.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying? I feel like that's the energy that the Clippers are gonna have to go out next game. And they're going to have to make sure Luka filled him from the jump. Luka is a fucking... That's a bucket.
Luka.
That's a bucket.
Luka's...
KP is wilding right now, too. I'm not going to hold you. KP is in a different bag. He's better than Anthony Davis right now.
Shut the hell up, man.
I'm being real. He's
Shut up.
He's been averaging 30-8 through the whole bubble. Anthony Davis has been having games where he has 12 points.
What?
I'm
He's better than Anthony Davis right now.
Right now, playing right
one
now?
One game, after one game.
No, he's been doing it the whole bubble. He's averaging 30 in the bubble. Anthony Davis not averaging 30.
Damn near.
No, he's not. He's not even close. Look it up right now. The nigga had four games where he averaged under 20 points. How you do that in the fucking bubble? You a bucket. You're Anthony Davis.
This nigga, yo, you bugging out, bro.
I'm saying right now KP's playing better than him. That's a fact. You ain't watching basketball if you say he's playing better than KP right now. He's not.
He's averaging 26.1.
In the bubble, or are you talking about for the season?
The season.
I said the bubble. I'm talking about right now, today. In the bubble.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying. KP averaging 30 every game. Every game he came out in the bubble, he's getting 30. That means that you're a bucket. That means you're guaranteed
Anthony
a
Davis
bucket.
Is a bucket, bro.
I've seen him go cold. Every fourth quarter, I watch the Lakers. I don't watch Lakers like that. But every game I watch
them. So how the hell you going to say I don't watch them like that? But
every game I watch, he folds in the fourth.
How many games you watched?
At least
two?
10. At
Get
least
the
10.
Fuck out of here.
I'm being dead ass. Hold on up. I already know I'm guaranteed to watch myself two with the Clippers. And I watch them play everybody else. I watch them when they played the Bucks. I watch them when they played the Knicks twice. Like, come on, man. Then I watch 3-day games in the bubble. And them niggas was ass. Kyle Kuzma was playing ass.
He's a chuck.
Oh my God.
He's a chuck. KCP
niggas be
over
exaggerating. They be trying to gas niggas, bro. AD ain't proved nothing to nobody yet. He ain't did shit in the league yet. Ain't did shit.
What?
He's won one playoff series. What has he done?
You see who the teams he was on?
I'm tired of hearing excuses. Did hold on, no.
Todd, you bugging the fuck out.
You won one series,
nigga. He was on the Pelicans. He was on the Pelicans.
He had players.
No, he did not.
He had Drew Holiday, Tyreek Evans.
That's when they made the playoff.
Eric Gordon. No. Stop it. What?
Stop it. So they went to the playoffs when they had a team. Cousins.
Tyreek Evans was on the Rondo. Team for 4 years.
My nigga.
He was on the team for 4 years.
So you're saying
Drew Holiday been on the Pelicans for 4 years.
Bro.
What the fuck has he done?
I'm just saying. He was young then, too. What the fuck are you talking about?
Young? The nigga is in 8 years in the league. When? Devin Booker is young. And he 4 years in the league. Anthony Davis is not young.
But
that's a grown man playing basketball right now, bro.
I'm saying when he was in his prime, he's still in his prime. He went to the playoffs.
One time.
Swept the Blazers.
One time. And that was Rondo that got that shit done. If you don't watch basketball, bro. You ain't watch.
Nigga, clearly you don't. You saying, yo, Anthony Davis has even proved in the league.
He has not proved. What has he done? I asked you to tell me what he did.
So hold on.
He's not a
superstar. He's a superstar?
Superstar?
Yeah.
I'm not going to. If you want to put, who's a superstar? Name the superstars right now. Tell me he's on the same level as them. And what they have done. You got to win.
A superstar.
You got to win. Has he won?
LeBron, superstar.
Wins.
Kawhi, superstar.
Wins.
KD, a superstar.
Wins.
Kyrie, not a superstar?
He wins. You got a championship.
Kyrie, not a superstar?
He's a superstar. A championship.
Who else is a superstar?
Dame and
Luka.
Luka.
Dame?
Dame? Dame is a superstar.
What makes Anthony Davis not a superstar?
He has.
Dame
never been to the Western Conference Finals. Who he got? Name his players.
Luka?
Second year in the league, I think he's about to be a superstar. He's a star right now.
Porzingis,
he's a star. He's not a superstar. I'm being valid with you
Embiid?
Right now. He's a star, not superstar.
Yo, you bugging out, my nigga.
If you're a superstar, that means you literally can win games. I can win games. Joel Embiid,
Paul George.
You watched him last. Paul George, hell no, not a superstar. He's a star. He's a very good star. You ain't never seen Paul George close a deal. Never.
You're wilding, my nigga.
Name it right now.
So that Pacers Paul George was a superstar.
How is he a superstar? What did they do? I'm asking what they did.
Eastern Conference Finals, I think.
He went to Eastern Conference, and he had a team.
Yo, Ty, you bugging the fuck out, bro.
Did he not have a team? Them niggas was... Hold up, they was number one seed.
Yo.
They was the number one seed. That's like Giannis right now. Giannis a superstar?
Yes.
Yes. I'm asking you. He goes to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. That's what he's going to do. And he's win series.
He hasn't been there yet.
I'm saying, but he's
a superstar.
Series.
Anthony Davis haven't won went to the
and he's an MVP. Hold up. He MVP. I'm asking you questions, bro.
Anthony Davis, so you're saying Anthony Davis is not a superstar, then was he a star?
He's a star. He's not won nothing. He's not done nothing. He ain't never closed the deal for you.
What are you talking about, my nigga?
He's won.
Look at his numbers. First team all defense.
Okay.
Probably all NBA.
Okay. And did what? He's been at one
he's
playoff.
He's been playing.
I'm saying
his number's been crazy.
Hold on. So Devin Booker, if I say superstar. He's a superstar?
Superstar. Superstar.
He's never been to the playoffs.
So what, nigga?
He's a
superstar.
You've never seen him when it matters.
He's a superstar.
No. That's not... You can't be... You understand? You
superstar
a name,
means a transcending player. The guy. The franchise player. AD is a franchise player. Booker, franchise player.
That makes zero sense.
Superstar.
So Carl Towns is a superstar?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The nigga can't win 20 games. He a superstar?
Yo,
hold on. So Kevin Love was a superstar?
He was.
The nigga won 15 games a year. He's a superstar?
Timberwolves Kevin Love wasn't a fucking superstar, Ty.
He's 15 wins a year, and that's a superstar.
I gotta call niggas, bro.
I can't with this nigga, bro.
I gotta call niggas, bro.
15 wins?
I gotta call niggas,
so
bro.
So that's what superstars do?
I gotta call a nigga that play ball and knows ball, bro. Anthony Davis not a superstar.
What has he done? I'm asking you questions. Is he winning you games?
Yes, he's winning games.
With who? He been on Lakers 1 year. When he winning games? He's sitting home every year.
Bro. I'm going to call another nigga, bro. Because you...
I'm done, bro.
You fucking bugging.
But do you understand what superstars are a different realm? You can't just throw everybody in that shit.
We're not.
You count everybody. You just name mad niggas.
Booker's not a superstar?
No, he's a star. He don't win games. The nigga win 10 games
he
last
went,
year.
Hey, no.
For the first time
he went
A and O. Thank you. He's showing progression. Maybe next year. The fuck? You ain't seen niggas in the playoffs. You not a superstar yet. You ain't did nothing yet.
Where is this nigga number, bro?
Well, hold on. Eric Bledsoe's a superstar?
No. Come on, my nigga.
I'm asking questions now.
You comparing Eric Bledsoe to Booker? What are you
talking? No, I'm asking questions to you. Throwing players up. You start throwing players up,
I'm throwing Devin. So Devin Booker's a throw player.
Vucevic on the Magic. He's a superstar?
No.
You just said a franchise player. He's their franchise player.
He's not a franchise player.
He's their friend. He's the Magic's franchise player.
He's not a franchise player. He's their franchise player, but he's not a franchise.
You just said that, though. You just said he's a franchise player.
Come on, you acting stupid. You know who the fuck is a franchise player now? When everybody picks that person to start their franchise. Everybody ain't picking Vucevic.
I mean, nobody wanted to pick that nigga, but the Magic
yo,
did.
Yo, Rick. Yo, Rick. You on the podcast right now. Not your average fan podcast.
Is Anthony Davis a bucket?
I got a question for you. Is Anthony Davis a bucket?
I never had a
freaking
bucket, man.
Is he a
superstar? What happened last game?
Hold on. Is he a superstar?
Yeah, man.
Niggas be chatting.
Anthony Davis, man. Y'all crazy?
What has he done, Rick?
Yo, this nigga said he's not a superstar because he hasn't done anything.
He said what?
He said Anthony Davis is not a superstar because he hasn't done anything.
What y'all been drinking, bro?
I'm good. It's him. I'm saying he a superstar.
I'm asking what he did. Niggas answer the question.
What you mean what he did, man? He swept them damn Blazers in the playoffs.
That's what I said.
Come on.
Hold on.
That's what I said.
Niggas gave him 1 year out of 8 years?
No, but...
I'm asking questions.
No, wait. Anthony Davis, only reason why y'all talk like this is because every year he got hurt.
Before
don't take me.
Hurt,
stop saying we.
Nigga said because he got hurt. I'm done, bro. No, we can't do that.
I'm telling you. Dude, we look this shit up. Every time before he got hurt, he was in MVP race every year. The nigga
talk
hurt,
to him.
Everybody forget about him.
Son.
And this shit like he wasn't cooking all year. Y'all
thank you.
Well, stop saying, hold on. We in the bubble right now. It's playoff time. Fuck all that. It's playoff time. He keep coming up small when it's big games. He had 7 points in the second half. You can't tell me you're a superstar. You're getting 7 points in the second half.
That's
man.
One game, man. Let's
but he did this shit three other games.
When y'all having the podcast, because after tonight, the energy gonna change. He's volleying.
Yo, hold on. Niggas be acting different. Yo, hold on. They was quiet the other night. Pullers start kicking up.
Hold on. We talking about playoffs, man.
Dame playing the playoffs.
All right, and he killed Dame. What are you talking about?
He killed Dame?
He killed Dame.
1 year? Dame go to playoffs every year. Anthony go there one time.
You just say he don't show up in the playoffs, man. He swept them niggas.
He swept them niggas.
He was Pelicans?
Eighth seed. Eighth.
So that means Dame.
No, 7-7.
7-7 swept. Come on, man.
I mean, Tim Duncan got swept before, too, out that first
come
round.
I'm
putting up legends, nigga. He lost to Memphis. I'm saying, sometimes it happens to the best.
Nigga, talk about Tim Duncan, my nigga.
I'm just being real. Look.
About some damn Tim Duncan.
Look. I'm telling you. I'm saying the real ones.
Get the bucket, though. But listen, you're talking about Anthony. I'm telling y'all tonight, man, I want y'all to keep that statement, because when he start going crazy,
yo,
I don't want to hear nothing.
Rick, I said he a bucket. It's Ty that's bugging out.
He's a bucket, man. He was up for defensive player of the year.
Right.
Plus MVP.
Right.
Let's not sleep. He's top five in the NBA, man.
Top.
That's superstar shit, man. Come on, man.
You wildin'.
Come on, bro. Don't do this, bro.
You wildin' right now.
No, hold on.
He really drinking, though.
I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all watching the bubble and it's fucking your brain up. Don't worry about it.
You watching right now. Niggas just chatting, bro.
Let's not talk about the bubble, man.
No. Who been playing better in the bubble? KP or Anthony Davis in the bubble?
I'm asking the question. All
right,
who?
I said KP and AD right now. Who's playing better in the bubble?
You talking about Porzingis?
Yeah. Put some respect on his name. He averaging 30 in the bubble.
You talking about Porzingis. That's what I'm saying, my nigga. Nigga had two good games.
No. The nigga averaging 30 in the bubble.
And I promise you, I hope we played him. Is AD gonna violate KP?
Violate. But they're not gonna win because they gonna lose to Portland, and I'm gonna get my money.
Who gonna lose to Portland? Oh man, son, y'all niggas bugging.
Yo,
it might be 4-2.
Oh, that's how you coming?
Nah, you Allen.
I'm gonna give him two.
You Allen.
I really wanted to be 4-1. I wanted a sweep, but a sweep ain't gonna happen. All right, so 4-1 might be 4-2.
You know Portland had a bad game last game and still won. That's the sad part.
We'll see tonight.
Bad game.
Portland. All them niggas couldn't shoot, and they still won.
Who had a word? You fucking Lakers can hit a...
They never can hit a bucket, though. We be watching that shit all year. Hold on. You got Danny Green coming out tonight? Huh? KCP coming out tonight?
KCP gonna have more than 1 point. Green gonna hit some jump shots. And Braun not gonna be this passive tonight. AD gonna have a solid.
Now he's solid. He's a superstar. No, he's a bucket.
He's gonna get crazy tonight.
I want this energy. I want this energy after the game, Rick.
Yo, listen. Tell wherever y'all at. Y'all doing another podcast tomorrow, man. Y'all ain't taking no time off. Be right back in there. And I'm talking about this Lakers shit, man. And I want y'all to keep the same energy. And Clippers is dead, man.
Clippers dead.
Yo, niggas
Clippers
is dead. Different, Clippers yo. Is dead. I can't. Hey, it's one game.
Clippers dead.
Mavs, man. Now, look, you talking about one game. I'm one game.
That's what I'm saying. Just how I said one game, you said one game.
This nigga tired, bro.
No, but you came out with that energy.
That's a fact. You can match right? it. We good.
All right, it's one game.
Yeah, but Rick, I'm going to let you go, yo. What you doing? You at the crib? You got people over? What happened? My phone died. I'm sick.
But yeah, bro, listen.
You bug it out, my nigga.
I'm just saying. I ain't seen it. Yeah, y'all, it sound good, but we ain't seen it.
I'm about to log off on your ass, man. That's it?
Feel me? I'm being real.
That's it? You gonna watch the game tonight? Who you got for tonight? Lakers or Portland?
Portland.
I got Portland, too.
I think Dame's a superstar. Dame's not a...
He's a superstar, nigga. I'm not saying he's not a superstar.
CJ McCollum is a star.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say, the difference. There's certain niggas...
But you can't compare CJ to AD, my nigga.
CJ's a bucket. We just said, is he not a bucket? Hold on up. Is CJ a bucket? Yeah, he's a bucket. No?
But that's not all that qualifies to be a superstar.
I know that, but I'm saying is you have to win. You can't put everybody as a superstar just because they nice.
He's been winning, my nigga. He swept the fucking Blazers.
Two years ago. I'm done, my nigga.
And he was hurt the last year.
Niggas always hurt.
Was he not hurt?
Niggas always hurt.
Was he
bro.
Not hurt, though? All
right, so everybody that got hurt, I'm making an excuse for them niggas now.
What are you talking
about? T-Mac, he got hurt too many times. That's why he ain't up there.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying is, you keep saying is the reason he didn't do this.
No, I'm saying he really was hurt last year. He didn't play.
What I'm saying is, last year, he stopped playing halfway through the season.
Because he was hurt.
Oh, some bullshit? Y'all, I'm done with y'all niggas. We out. Y'all was some bullshit. We out. He was hurt. Nigga could play.
Like, comment, subscribe, share the video.
Niggas is crazy. He better be a superstar tonight. I promise you that.
Share the video. 30. He's going to get 30, my nigga.
30.
He's just going to get 30. Share the video. Listen to on Spotify, Apple Music, we on all that. And that's it. Another episode in the books. And we out.